this next speaker is a patron of the Maker Lab, and I think he gave me maybe the best introduction, best words to say for an introduction I've had on this show yet. This is a Renaissance hobo, Jim Schmidt.
Take the stairs because I'm not as young as the rest of you.
There are stairs?
There are stairs. I got a lot of notes here, but I'm going to ignore them mostly because I can't see that far. I'm Jim Schmidt. I'm 70 years old, and I'm a patron of the library, and my main job is to make life miserable for all the employees. Keeps them on their toes, keeps them awake. Gives them something to do in their spare time between looking at the internet and searching for porn. essentially, my background is I'm a commercial artist. I've worked in all fields of the graphic arts trade. I started out with computers in the 70s with a Commodore 64. I've built my own computers for the last 25 years. I do sign making right now. I've got a vinyl cutter of my own. I've got printers. I've got all kinds of equipment. I sell signs on eBay. I do reproductions of Chicago street signs. I do keychains of Chicago street signs and also small skulls. I walked into the Maker Lab about a little bit under a year ago. I really had never been in a maker space. I have a lot of my own equipment, but I really hadn't seen anything. I had read about 3D printing and laser cutting, but I had never actually seen it done. The staff here was very helpful, teaching me how to use a laser cutter, I'm really not that interested that much in 3D printing because it's very hard to commercialize it at this point. And I believe you should do something for a purpose, not just... I like making money. Money's real good for me. I'm retired, I get Social Security, but extra money is extra beer. So I tend to be more commercial than most people that come into the lab. I make stuff that... I can sell. I sell stuff at the National Mexican Museum of Art. I sell at a number of craft fairs. I sell on eBay, as I mentioned before. And I make quite a good living at it. I make so good of a living that I managed to buy my own laser cutter, so I don't have to come to the library anymore. But I still do, because the place fascinates me. There's young people that have... you get to meet young people that are doing stuff. You get to see young people that want to learn. And I've got a lot that I've learned in the past that I'd like to teach others at this point. There's a lot that you can do out there if you have the proper motivation and some help. For the most part, I taught myself how to do things. But sometimes a couple little tricks will speed you and make it so much easier to do stuff. Shortcuts that may save hours and hours and hours of work, you can learn in a second from somebody that just makes a mention of something. So all in all, the experience here at the library in the past year has been just excellent. I recommend coming to the library. My only regret is the library needs more space for this Maker Lab. It needs more equipment. Right now, I'd like to see a full woodworking shop. I'd like to see a spray booth or... First of all, better ventilation. The place is probably a disaster waiting to happen. We're probably all going to die of cancer. Oh, wait a second, I won't. I'll die of drinking. But the library could certainly use more people coming to see the place. It could use more funding. It could use more equipment. Hopefully this will happen in the future as time goes on. Thank you for your time.
Y'all sold on the Maker Lab yet? Podcast audience too. Yeah, it's really cool. I have like no physical creation ability whatsoever, but man, even I'm tempted to come try to. I mean, who doesn't want to bust to themselves? Like, I'm sure it'd be like this big, but I just want to look at me every morning when I wake up. You know, that sounds horrifying.